We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining me now, I have Dr. Stephen Lee from the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation. Thank you very much for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Much appreciated.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation. How long has it been around and what is its purpose?
Sure. So the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation is the global leader in the fight and AIDS in children, youth, and families. EGPF does this by working through advocacy, research, and program implementation in prevention, care, and treatment services. We've been around for over 30 years, and we have a global footprint in spanning 19 countries where we provide care and treatment services in over 5,000 sites or clinics. So far, over the years, we've provided services to 30 million women to prevent transmission of HIV to their babies. Currently, we have over 1.6 million people receiving treatment services through our programs, including 90,000 children.
Okay, and tell us some of the progress that the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation has made addressing pediatric AIDS.
So over the years, through the work of the foundation, we've certainly seen, and others, that we've certainly seen that the number of children on HIV care and treatment services has increased. Currently, there are about 50% of children who are infected with HIV globally access care and treatment services. However, that's not sufficient, right? Children are still being left behind in the global response. We know that nearly 500 children are infected with HIV every day in the world. And unfortunately, 300 of those children die every day. So despite progress in access to care and treatment services, there are pockets of populations that are not being able to access services, and children and young people fall in that category. And EGPF as a foundation really has an unwavering commitment to end AIDS in children and to ensure that we prioritize children and young people to access prevention, care, and treatment services.
And what role does the U.S. play in support of the global campaign to tackle HIV and AIDS?
So the U.S. has actually played a very pivotal role in improving services and access to services. Since the inception of PEPFAR, the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief in 2003, we've seen, so that's over 16 years ago, we've seen that we've gone from about 50,000 people on care and treatment at the inception of PEPFAR to currently over 15 million people have access to care and treatment services. So with bilateral and bipartisan support, from Congress, we're really seeing that the U.S. is playing a very strong leadership role in making sure that there is access to prevention, care, and treatment services globally.
Okay, now you talk about treatment and care. Do you have any rates or any statistics for the prevalence of HIV in California?
Sure. Currently, there are about 135,000 people living with HIV in California. And nearly 5,000 people become newly infected with HIV in California during 2017. And California actually has a Getting to Zero campaign, and the plan for that campaign is really to decrease the number of new infections from that 5,000 level to under 2,500.
And how do they plan on accomplishing that?
Well, like many other cities and counties, really the services really fall into probably three or four categories. One is people need to know their HIV status, so they need to be diagnosed with HIV and get tested. And once they're tested and they know their status, whether they're positive or negative, if they're positive, they really need to access treatment, HIV care, treatment services. And if they're negative, then they need to access prevention services. And finally, once someone is on treatment, really the key is to make sure that that person stays on treatment. HIV, like diabetes or high blood pressure, is a lifelong treatment and requires ongoing and daily medication. And so not only being on treatment and being prescribed treatment, but being sure that that person can stay on treatment for the long haul.
Now, you just mentioned treatment there. Is the cost of treatment going down?
That's a good question. I mean, one of the benefits of being in the United States is that we have access to newer treatments as they come along. Globally, yes, as the global expansion of care and treatment has evolved over the years, treatment, we do see the price of drugs decreasing significantly. With innovation comes newer drugs, and ultimately, as those drugs expand in terms of coverage, we do see the price of those drugs going down as well. So I think overall, yes, we do see that price of drugs are much more accessible globally.
Great. Now, how can we get involved and support the AIDS-free future for children around the world?
Well, I think what I would really encourage your listeners, and really the call to action, is for your listeners to get tested, to know their HIV status, and to provide support to their friends and family in getting tested as well. They can also provide support to really reinforcing the U.S. leadership on global AIDS by calling their congressperson. And then more importantly, it's really to educate themselves, which they can do by finding out more about the foundation's work by following us at ECPAF on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But the key is knowledge, information, and knowing your HIV status.
Now, I might have missed it in there, but is pediatric AIDS, is that on the increase, or have we got that under control?
So pediatric HIV itself, in terms of young babies, is decreasing, but where we're seeing increases is really among young people and adolescents. And actually, the group of individuals where we actually see an increase in HIV infection is among adolescents and young people. With prevention of mother-to-child transmission services, PMTCT services, we do see that there is decreased transmission to babies, and where we're seeing the increase in transmission is really in young people and adolescents.
Okay, now where can we get more information about AIDS and HIV and your foundation as well?
Sure. So folks can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, or they can go to our website, www.pedaids.org. And we have a significant information there on prevention, care, and treatment services, but then also opportunities for engaging in the fight to end HIV as well.
And as we wrap things up, if you could make one particular point on how important it is to maybe get tested or how important this fight against AIDS is, what would that be?
The point would be is to know your status, is to know your HIV status. Knowing whether you're positive or negative really has the biggest impact in your own health, but also in the health of your partners as well. If you're HIV positive, you can be immediately started on treatment to prevent transmission and to improve your health. And then also if you're HIV negative, you can also then be counseled on opportunities and ways to prevent HIV infection. So I think the key thing is knowing your status.
Dr. Stephen Lee from the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation, and we've been talking about pediatric AIDS and HIV and getting tested. So thank you once again for joining me today, Doctor. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.